plenty of time to recognize the third honoree, Mr. Curtis Hodges, looking so dapper in your hat and scarf. You are prepared for Veterans Day.
I hope that I am. I love our veterans, and I heard something the other today that was really amazed me. The guy, everybody goes up and goes, "Sir, I want to thank you for your service," and he turns back and goes, "I did it for you." Isn't that a great way to finish that?
Wow.
People really think that, you know, it's he does it for his family, himself, our country, and God, and he does it for all of us too. So
that is
isn't
beautiful.
That great for the veterans today?
I would like to talk about something that you have done for all of us here in the community, because, you know, we were talking just a few minutes ago with Miss Sally Gillespie, and she mentioned how folks are they're using their own personal money to make sure that our character and our charm is preserved. And you, sir, have done that very same thing with our beloved women's shelter. And this, well, my friend, this is a labor of love. This is difficult. This is a challenge. And you stepped up and said, no, I want to save this.
Yeah, it was really, it was a gift to me. And I give it back as a gift to New Smyrna Beach. I bought the women's club. I went there one time, see the building, never been there before, and walked into the women's club, and just the memories of everything that's ever happened in that building ran through me. I mean, I could see the parties, I could see the graduations, I could see the marriages, the celebrations, whatever it was, I felt it, and I just said, wouldn't this be a shame to let this go away without someone trying to put their time and their money to put it back together? And I go, you know, this is something that fits me. Like Susan and all the other people that give in New Smyrna Beach Cares, this was a way that I cared a lot about New Smyrna Beach. I wanted them to know how much I truly love this town and how that I could do something. And I knew it was up my alley. And so my wife and I took this together and decided just to transform the women's club back to the way it was. And really, we did not change nothing about it, just kept it a beautiful place for everyone.
And that had to really present so many challenges, because it needed so much work and so much repair. And it takes a special person to walk in there and say, I'm going to do this for the love of doing it. So where do we stand with that women's club now?
We finished it up, and we had a small event there the other night for ACA. We donated the building, the time, and had everyone there. Had about 100 people coming through the building. And they had a nice event. So Napa catered it. It was beautiful. A lot of people, about 100 people from New Smyrna Beach. I think they end up raised maybe $60,000, $70,000 for arts. And it's just another way of giving back to New Smyrna Beach, the town that we all love.
And if you were going to offer advice to folks in our community about how they can go about just offering a hand up to somebody in need, what would be the first thing you told them?
I would say, you know what? Get involved with something that you love, that you see, that's worth your time, and that does it. And I was sitting on the board with planning and zoning with Susan when she turned to me and she goes, you know, I'm going to be leaving. And I go, what are you going to do? And she goes, I'm going to start something called Smyrna Cares. And to see something like that blossom and turn so beautiful, and so many people really get helped out of that, I love it. So I would tell them to get involved with that, or Habitat, and help out build. You'll never understand how well you feel and how good you feel about yourself at that time.
Curtis Hodges, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Also look forward to honoring you at the 2026 Champions Community Gala that is happening on March 1st. If you would like details, you can always call us right here, 386-428-1230. That will do it for today. We've got to make way now for CBS News coming up for you at the top of the hour. Then we'll get you right back to more of the very best music to get you through this Veterans Day.
Stations of WSBB, locally owned, community focused. AM 1230 WSBB, New Smyrna Beach.